ABC Listen. Podcasts, radio, news, music, and more.
A TikTok star in Iraq was shot dead outside her home in Baghdad last week. Om Fahad, as she was known online, is the third social media personality to be murdered in Iraq in the past year. Her brother has expressed little faith that her killer will ever be found. The murders have coincided with a shift towards increasingly conservative attitudes and tightening laws in Iraq, most recently against prostitution and same-sex relationships. Rasha Yunus is a senior researcher with the LGBT rights program at the Human Rights Watch, and she joins us this morning. Rasha, welcome.
Thank you very much for having me.
Om Fahad is the latest online influencer to be killed. What is known about the circumstances of her murder?
Iraqi authorities are investigating Om Fahad's murder. There's very little known about the perpetrators and the conditions where Om Fahad was targeted. We are awaiting the results of the investigation, but it is not promising because this is not the first time that a prominent social media figure was gunned down in Baghdad and in broad daylight without any legal recourse or access to redress.
So she'd become well known for her social media posts. What sort of content did she post?
She posted videos around specifically around media, around she sang, she danced, she didn't say anything necessarily that was taboo per se. She did criticize authorities in Iraq, but she did not do anything that would qualify under the Iraqi kind of immodest acts prohibition as an immodest act. However, in all of these cases that we've seen of social media influencers being murdered, any hint of non-normativity or non-conforming to Iraqi quote-unquote society is punishable, and the impunity that is afforded to the perpetrators, who can in broad daylight gun down individuals that they deem to be contributing to immodest acts, is frightening and terrifying. And that is the crux of the issue and the structural underpinning of why these deaths continue to occur in Iraq.
Is there a clear link between this shift in attitude in Iraq with the murders of these influencers?
The shifting attitude in Iraq has been a long time coming. We have documented that since the early 2000s, Iraqi armed groups have been empowered to hunt down and target individuals that they deem to be immoral or they deem to be interfering with the fabric of society, religion, and tradition in Iraq. And the very recent passing of the amendment in Iraqi parliament that explicitly criminalizes homosexuality is yet another reminder that these incidents and these acts of murder and violence and torture and abduction are going to continue and are now being codified in the law.
I want to talk about the amendments that were made to the country's laws. Just talk to me about what will happen to LGBTIQ plus people in Iraq.
The Iraqi parliament's passage of the anti-LGBT law rubber stamps Iraq's appalling record on rights violations against LGBT people, and of course is a serious blow to fundamental human rights, including the rights to freedom of expression, association, privacy, equality, non-discrimination. The law only adds insult to injury for Iraqi LGBT people already facing cyclical violence and threats to their lives by armed groups. In 2022, we documented extensively the killings, torture, abduction, and sexual violence by armed groups against LGBT people occurring with complete and utter impunity. The same scene that we saw targeting Umm Fahd, the social media influencer, is what we had seen time and time again with armed groups hunting down who they deem to be LGBT or perceive to be non-conforming or not adhering to norms of masculinity, and abducting them, torturing them, and gunning them down in broad daylight in the street without any repercussion or accountability for these actions. So this law not only adds to the relentless recurrence of abuses against LGBT Iraqis, but also now makes it an impossibly dangerous climate for them to even speak out about their identities, for them to congregate, and for them to even post on social media about their plight in Iraq as LGBT people.
Rasha, thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
Rasha Yunus is a senior researcher with the LGBT rights program at Human Rights Watch.
Find more great ABC RN stories that take you beyond the headlines on the ABC Listen app.